Morning.
Good morning, Sean. Such a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
Oh, absolute pleasure to get you on, Susan. So firstly, why has endometriosis not been taken seriously in the past, if we can say that?
Oh, there's lots of reasons, Sean. It's been many things. It's been a condition that you can't see from the outside. Unfortunately, also, it's been a condition of women that can be easily dismissed as being less important. And it's been an area of stigma that women themselves feel uncomfortable talking about. So many people in so many roles are uncomfortable in that area that it has been pushed aside, pushed under carpet and ignored for far too long. But you know, Sean, things are changing. The last few years has been a big shift for endometriosis. And it started with increased awareness and it's gone through to the start of the National Action Plan for Endometriosis. And now we're so excited that there will be the rollout of the PPFA schools program across 80 schools in South Australia.
What does this program actually involve?
Yes, it's going to be very special. It won't just be a discussion of the facts and things. It'll be a lovely, interactive, one-hour session at schools with a trained, medically supported educator who will talk about what's normal, what's not normal, reassure those girls that have basically normal symptoms of periods, that that's okay. It will also support the 1 in 5 girls that are already, we know, missing school and opportunities because of distressing period pain. And even more than that, it will empower 100% of students to feel more comfortable talking around that topic of periods.
Is it unusual where, dealing with endometriosis, educating the girls themselves, when it seems like doctors, Australian doctors, also need some of this education?
Absolutely. And at Pelvic Pain Foundation of Australia, we're heavily into supporting education right across the board, from the public to health practitioners. So no health practitioner in Australia comes out of their training program with all the skills required to treat the wide range of symptoms that women with endometriosis have. It's not just period pain. So we run a health practitioner training seminar every year. We have information on our website for the public, but we also have a building links with health practitioners all keen to learn more in this area and be able to better help and support their patients.
And this program's not coming out of completely the blue. I understand there was a trial run at 10 schools last year. How did the test run go?
Oh, it went really well. The students loved it. And one of the things I forgot to tell you about the program is that after there's the hour-long program, the educator stays around for an hour afterwards to talk to individual girls who have problems that they'd like to speak one-on-one about. So we also provide information for their library, support individuals, and also support the group. So the Pelvic Pain Foundation decided that it was about time that something in schools education of a high quality really started. So we asked the New Zealand program that's run by Endometriosis New Zealand to come over and demonstrate their program in 10 schools. So to start introducing that concept that this was a viable and reasonable thing for Australian schools too. And so that went very well. All the schools loved it. Everybody wanted it back. And in our work with government afterwards, we actually realised that we would need to develop an Australian program to fit in with the needs of the Australian state governments, which is what we're doing, and why we're going to have one that will be very suitable for the needs of Australian students. So we did the pilot, which was a fabulous success, and now we're developing something particularly for the needs of Australian girls. And one of the things we're going to bring into the program is incorporating the wonderful new neuroscience of pain into this program. And some of your older listeners will think, that sounds a bit tricky, but it won't be too tricky. And the young ones love these new concepts that will be part of the future for them in their lives.
Has some of that development changed around any of the feedback you got from students in the trial run?
Sort of. Some of it. So they all had an opportunity to talk to us. But I think the whole scene of pelvic pain and endometriosis is changing rapidly. And so we want to bring something that isn't just explaining what has been the typical explanation that they can find in other ways. We want to bring a whole new concept of knowledge of pain, self-care, early recognition, awareness in the public, early diagnosis, and the minimization of the impact of pain on a woman's life over her lifetime.
Well, that does sound great for South Australia. In terms of nationally, for other states and such, is there plans to roll out any similar programs there?
Absolutely. We're open to hearing from any state who wishes to provide this program to their students. And a lot of them might say they've got a program in their schools, but actually often, unfortunately, that's full of misinformation or it's given by an educator who normally does something completely different. So you need something that's medically accurate, that's kept up to date, and gives the opportunity for girls to also discuss their own personal needs to manage things early. So we're open to contact from any state that wishes to provide this in pilot form from us or either as a bigger rollout, and we're ready to support them and help with that. We currently have good proposals before the Queensland government. We've got interest from some other states, and we would look forward and welcome contact from any states wishing to provide this in there for their students.
Well, best of luck going forward, Susan. Thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.